with Lansing's city clerk, Chris Swope. If anything goes wrong, if you break a pencil or anything, Chris will get the blame for it, but that's why they pay him the big bucks. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. All right. How's everything going so far?
You know, pretty smooth. There's always a few glitches here and there, but overall pretty smooth. And I know some of our precincts have had a number of voters in so far. We've always got some voters who like to vote early on their way into work. So we seem to be handling the traffic pretty well, though.
How many places in the city of Lansing can folks go and vote?
Well, each voter has one location that they have to go to. We have 36 different locations, but each voter has to go to the one where they're registered to vote.
Which will be the busiest locations?
Luton Elementary. There's two precincts there, and they're both pretty high turnout. So that's generally our busiest location.
And how many workers do you have employed for today?
Oh, around 300. We need anywhere from 4 to 6 in each location. So we've got quite a few people out there who are dedicated and have been there starting at 6, and they'll be there till 9 or 10 at night, and they're to make it a quick and efficient election day for all the voters.
All right, what happens at 8 o'clock when the polls close?
Well, they'll pack up everything, make sure their numbers balance, make sure we've counted everyone's vote, and then they will bring the results to me at South Washington, and we'll tabulate it and start announcing results.
All right. How long before tabulation and the announcements of who wins, who doesn't win?
Usually we start getting some results around 8:30, and we're usually wrapped up before 11. So by 11 o'clock, we should know who are the winners and losers and the results of our proposals.
Now, I know the media is hounding you like a dog. Is there other resources, other places people can go to find out who won?
We're going to have it posted on our website, lansingmi.gov/clerk. So that's one of the easiest ways that people can get to. Other than that, the media, I'm sure we'll be announcing everything as well.
How many registered voters are in Lansing?
Around 83,000.
And how many will vote?
Oh, about 12 or 14,000.
That's sad, isn't it?
It is a little bit. It is. But, you know, the people that do get out, they'll have a great experience.
And I know that there is preparation from your department's end on. Just tell us about that preparation to make sure everything goes smoothly today.
Well, you know, we've trained our election workers. We've gotten the ballots to the precincts. We've tested each one of the tabulators that counts the ballots. We've actually tested to make sure that it counts the vote for a specific candidate and for every candidate, make sure that everything is in working order. And then we have, you know, our backup plans, because even though you test a piece of equipment and it works, well, sometimes on election day it doesn't work. And so we have our prepared emergency plans that we have available.
All right, let's say you had an unlimited budget. Let's say you could buy anything you wanted and need for election day. Is there anything you'd like to upgrade to or that you wish you had?
I think we're in pretty good shape. I guess one thing that I'd like to have is a printer at every location to be able to print off some of the reports that we need at the end of the night. But I think we do okay. What I'd also, I mean, I wouldn't mind paying my election workers a little bit more if I had more money. That would be good, because they work a 14-hour day and 15-hour day, and they don't really get paid a lot of money.
All right, Chris Swope is the Lansing City Clerk. Chris, if anything goes wrong, I'll be calling you tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
All right, enjoy your day, sir. Thank you.
All right, thanks.